الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders, brothers and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to enter in a new Hijri year. This month, as we know, is the month of Muharram. And according to our Hijri calendar, is the first month of the year. First month of the Hijri calendar, Muharram. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had allowed us to enter in this sacred month. And we should also know that this month, the month of Muharram, is one of the four sacred months, which is Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. These are the four sacred months, and this month is one of them, the month of Muharram. So, do you know, one point to reflect over is, as we enter in our new year of our Hijri calendar, we should also remind ourselves that our lives are getting shorter. Our lives is getting shorter and we are getting more closer to our destination, and that is towards the hereafter, meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know, every year, you know, the new year comes, the previous year goes, then the new year, then the new year. But this should be a reminder for all of us as well, that we are getting closer to our akhirah, we are getting closer to our qabr, towards our destination, towards our grave. And this should motivate us to do more a'mal, to get more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know, there is one Shaykh, Shaykh Salim Dorat Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he mentions that if we want to look how much time we've got, how much time we've got to make our akhirah, to make our Jannah, then we should not look in the future, we should not look ahead, that, oh, I've got 1 year to go, I've got 2 years to go, oh, I'm only 40 now, I've got so many years left. No, if we want to make our akhirah, then we should look at the years that has been passed already. That has passed so fast. If I'm 30, if I'm 40 now, the years that I've just passed, that's gone so fast. So the remaining years will also go very fast. So if we look ahead, then we might be a bit lazy to do a'mal. Oh, I've got so much time to do it. But if you look behind, then we've got very short time. We will realize that we've got very short time to make our akhirah. So nonetheless, it's a reminder that we are all heading towards our akhirah. We should try our level best to do those a'mal that will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the month of Muharram, there are virtues that have been narrated in the ahadith regarding this month, the month of Muharram. One of which is, we all know the story of Hijrah, of the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an amazing story, amazing incident that teaches us many, many lessons. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. And obviously on the way, there were many things that took place, one of which is that gives us a lesson, in especially in today's time and age, is that when he took shelter in a cave, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that the mushrikeen, the enemies, they came searching for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were right at the mouth of the cave. Right at the mouth of the cave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was concerned for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, "Ya Rasulullah, see these people. If they were just to look down at their feet, they would look at us and then game over. We'd be gone, they would look at us and it would be finished." What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say at that time? He said, "Ya Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Do not grieve, Allah is with us. Do not grieve, Allah is with us. You know, subhanAllah, it's a powerful lesson that we can take from. In today's, we all hear that there are, these riots taking place and they're attacking us, against us, and all of these things. During this time, we should all remember one thing. Number one is, our way is not the way of fear. As believers, our way is not the way of fear. Our way is the way of sabr and tawakkul. Our way, the way of a believer, is the way of sabr and tawakkul. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bearing patience. Sabr. And we should also know that from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person that will come in this world, everyone will go through moments of grief and happiness. It's not possible that a person will always be happy or always get the enjoyment in this world. Why? Because Allah has not made this world for that. Allah has made Jannah for that. Jannah is eternal happiness. There is no question of grief or sadness in Jannah. In this dunya, there will be mixture of happiness and grief. Happiness and grief. So as a believer, it reminds me of a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min." Amazing are the affairs of the believers. Everything that he does is better for him. How is it? How is the matter of a believer amazing every time? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a believer is afflicted by a hardship, what does he do on it? He does sabr. And doing sabr will get him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a believer is happy, he's enjoying his life, everything's going as he thinks and as he's planned, what does he do on it? He does shukr. So doing shukr will also get him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So doing sabr or doing shukr will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amazing are the affairs of the believers. In our life, if we look at it, we'll have the moments of sabr and shukr. And by doing sabr and shukr, we'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as a side note, and just on a light note as well, there was a husband who says to his wife that we both are guaranteed Jannah. We both are guaranteed Jannah. You will go Jannah guaranteed, I will go Jannah guaranteed. So the wife started thinking, how is he saying this? How is he saying it with so much conviction that yes, guaranteed we'll go Jannah? So he goes on, he says that, you see, I am ugly. I'm not good looking. And you are very pretty. You're very, very pretty. So every time when I look at you, I do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave you to me. Yeah? So I do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will go Jannah because of my shukr. And probably every time you see me, you should be doing sabr. So you'll go Jannah because of your sabr. Every time you'll be looking at me, you'll have to do sabr. So you'll go Jannah because of your sabr. I will go Jannah because of my shukr. So, sabr and shukr, these are the two, two moments in a believer's life. And we'll, by sabr and shukr, we'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nonetheless, the month of Muharram is a sacred month. In fact, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has attributed this month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Shahrullah, the month of Allah, the month of Muharram. And we don't have time to go into, obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Madinatul Munawwara, he found that the Jews were fasting on Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. So he found out that why are these people fasting on this day? So he was told that they are fasting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun on this very same day. So they're fasting as shukran lillah, to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. We are more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam than you. So we should be even fasting. We should also be fasting on this day. Obviously then he said that we'll be fasting on this day, and then he mentioned his desire, that my desire is that next year I will be adding one more day to it. So we're advised that we should be fasting on the 10th of Muharram and adding one more day with it. We could add a day before or a day after. So we could either fast the 9th and the 10th or the 10th and the 11th. And the scholars mentioned that if somebody wants to fast all 3 days, they can fast as well. 9, 10 and 11, or if someone wants to only fast on the 10th, he can do so as well. If there is if there is some udhr or some excuse and he can only fast for a day, he can. So this month, the month of Muharram, and I think the 10th of Muharram is next Friday. Next Jumu'ah will be the 10th of Muharram. So if we want to fast, we can fast on Thursday. As you know, Thursday is also a sunnah fast. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast on Monday and Thursday. So we can fast on Thursday and Friday, inshallah. In that way we'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month, we should try and do as much as more a'mal as we could do. Recitation of the Qur'an, reciting Durood Sharif in abundance, making sure that we are punctual with our salah. Another incident that is attributed to this month is a very tragic incident, and that was the martyrdom of the grandson of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's a very tragic incident, but obviously just one point on it is that as Muslims, our responsibility is that we should be looking into their lives and bringing their lives into our lives. Following their sunnah is our responsibility. This is not Islam that we beat ourselves, injure ourselves, mourning over it. This is not the way of Islam. The way of Islam is that we follow the sunnah of their lives, the sunnah of Ahlul Bayt, the sunnah of the Sahaba, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This should be in our lives. So many times we see people doing these different things and then they try to attribute to Islam. This is not Islam. If we look into their lives, we'll find that they never miss their salah. Never miss their salah. How many of us will, reading their lives and listening to their lives, say that, alright, inshallah, from today onwards, I'll be punctual with my salah. Why? Because they were punctual with their salah. Even in the battlefield, they did not miss their salah. They didn't miss their salah, even in the battlefield. They were punctual with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is my responsibility. This is our responsibility. Reading into their lives and bringing the surah, the seerah and the lives that they lived, we try to live our life according to it. And inshallah, in that way, we'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all istiqamah on deen. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.